Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on the beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Sonny J, and y'all know how we do it every Monday. It is the hot after dusk edition. So that's how we do. We get it in hard with hot after dusk. And, man, a lot of great stuff going on. Of course, we're gonna bring you some of the hottest news, hottest mess, whatever. And we also bring you, you know, a very special feature, which we do in the after dusk song of the day and the old school after dusk song of the day. And a lot of great stuff. We'll be talking about the Dallas Mavericks championship parade, talking about that my experience of that. Well, pretty much, man, today really is not a lot of hot news, a lot of hot mess today. So y'all be staying your toes, be ready for this. It's a crazy day, man. So you're listening to Life at Dusk with your boy, City J. And remember, check out the Dust Spot at Dusk Owl, at dustspot.com. See, I will say that the old way. DustSpot.com. And we're gonna go ahead and kick it off early with one of our songs of the day. We're gonna do this song of the day. This is the Indie After Dust song of the day, and this is by K Nails. This is History, and it was actually on the show last week. So y'all definitely go check out the archives in that hot show. Alright, okay, oh, what the wave tube, the heck is going on with that? Alright, we'll come back to that song. We'll go ahead and go to our old school after that song of the day, and then we'll be back. This is Keith Sweat, How Deep Is Your Love?
Thank you.
And this happened in San Jose, actually. But anyways, one of Britney's people, in herself, and they came lashing out at Britney, get ready to start some crap in there, you know. Well, that's what happened. It turned into some craziness. But yeah, I'm just cheating this, man. I mean, who would y'all pick? If it was a fight and you would say who you think would win, who would you pick? Britney Spears or Nicki Minaj? I mean, and you ain't got Colin to answer that question, but you can send me your answers. You can call in 347-202-0389 or you can tweet me at Sandy J Dusk and let me know what you think. So, wow, crazy, crazy, crazy. And we can go to another crazy story, which, oh, man, it's just getting crazy by the moment. All right, so this one is my boy Chris Brown. Yeah, it's so ironic because yesterday that song out, you know, what is it? I can't even think of the name of the title of the song right now, but I know how it goes. It's that one, the way he sampled Out of Human Nature in the SJV song, as well, by example of Michael Jackson and SJV songs. And I literally listened to that song before I came to the show today, because I was in the car and I heard that song. I was like, dang, this song, I think Chris Brown was talking about Rihanna in this song, because I never really just sat there and thought about it until like today. And then come to find it, they come out to look, and then here comes these tweets. I'm going to tell you, I got to watch some of these celebrities. They said that, you know, especially the way they were, you know, she was talking the way she was talking in, I think it was Rolling Stone. Yeah, she talking about she like chains and whips and being hit and stuff. I'm like, okay, something ain't adding up. But anyways, you go to, they actually kind of picture of a tweet that Chris Brown did, in which he sent a tweet to Rihanna asking that she got the pick that he sent to her. Apparently, he was trying to direct message that, but he didn't quite send as a direct message. So, look at y'all just sneaking around doing stuff. All right, so we'll go ahead and go to one of our callers we got right here. All right, caller from 602, Your Life at the Dusk Live. What's your boy, Teddy J? What's up?
What's going on, Shetty?
What's up? I be the ones. Oh, I got to put my. What's up? I be the ones.
What's going on, brother?
Hey, nothing much, man.
Hey, the kid is back.
Oh, you brought it back, man.
The kid is back. It's not loud. It's back. I just did a show this afternoon, man. Just setting up. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to figure this shit out, man. Blue tracks. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to dig it through brother's pocket. Go premium.
Yeah, I know. I said the same thing. I was like.
$299 a year. You know?
Yeah,
it's
I
all
know.
Good. It's all good. We're going to get one shot. They're
going to
get one shot
like,
at it.
What's up?
They're going to get one shot at it. I'm going to give them 1 year, and that's it.
Yeah, that's what you do. Okay. But you're going to do it, dude. Yeah, I've been thinking about it myself, especially because, you know, that's a special price they got on it right now. It's a promo price. But,
yeah,
you know.
So I'm looking at it this way. If that's a special price, then.
Oh, I seen the original price. You know how it says $29 a month? Oh, the original price is like $50.
Nah, see, they want two kids and rent money.
It's crazy, man.
I'm back, man. I'm just glad to be back. You know what I'm saying? It's been a year, and the brother's been down and running into all kinds of bullshit. I'm back.
Well, definitely, man. I know you came back. You got a chance to check out the new the new switchboard. Have you got a chance to see that?
Yeah, I checked out the new studio, as they call it.
I like it way better than I did with that. Because it doesn't do all the extra freezing. It like the other one. The call to
the call
is so much
you
better.
You got to go to the old switchboard in order to really upload any music.
Although this is what the great thing about it, because you can actually upload the music within the switchboard on the studio. So while you are live, you can actually upload the music within the switchboard and watch it upload at the same time.
So I tried uploading one track, man, and it took almost an hour, and it still didn't. So I had to switch over and go to the old switchboard. Maybe it might be my computer, which is about 3,000 years old. But I just had to holler.
And the other thing I'm grateful for too is I get to put, I get to cheat and put y'all names next to y'all numbers now, because that drives me insane. I'm doing the show. I'm like, who the heck is that?
Right.
So
I'm going to make a move, dog. I'm moving to the East Coast again.
I'm
going to move to Virginia. And it's going to like to get crazy. You know? I had to holler at everybody, you know what I'm saying? Miss Computer Lady came on. Enjoy Love came on. Miss Quiet Storm was in the chat room. Delicious Talk was in the chat room, you know? And faces I ain't seen and names I ain't heard in a year. You know? But, check out the archives, everybody. You know what I'm saying? Whisper out loud. Let's do it again. I shout out to everybody that I could think of, and those I didn't mention their name, trust me, you know I thought about you anyway. You know?
Definitely.
Hey, but, I'm still the same old Ivy Wise, and this is City J and the Dusk. Check it out. Don't miss it. Your boy is back, and I'm gone. I gotta run.
I would.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You just do what you do. Do what you do. You know?
I definitely will, man.
I'll get back at you. I will get back at you as soon as possible.
All right.
All right, family. Peace and love.
All right. Oh, right, that's my boy, Ivy, the wise one. And, man, shout out to all the guests listening to the show. And if you miss any part of the show, you can check it out over at dustspot.com. You can also go to iTunes and type in Life at the Dusk Live, and then you can find the show there and enjoy it from the beginning to the end if you miss any parts of it. All right, we're going to go ahead and we're going to try this again because we did play the damn old school the Dusk song today. If you missed it, that's another reason to go check out the archives. The Key Sweat, How Deep Is Your Love? We played that earlier. I'm going to try indie artist song of the day. And this is K Nails. This is history. All right, so we are. Apparently that one is not going to work today. All right, we're going to go ahead and keep that moving then. All right, so. And catch up on another crazy story. We got Snoop Dogg. He apparently has been reported to have spent, he spent $120,000 on a Mercedes for a jump off of his. So, actually, check this out. And, man, she is pretty bad. She, I ain't gonna lie, she's pretty bad. Oh, man. And, I mean, every time I look at this, it just gets crazier and crazier and crazier and crazier. You know, to me, I don't know if it's real. I'm trying to figure out these stories are real anymore or are they fake, because every week this dude, it's another story about some other jump off every week. You had the girl who was, Shanika Moore, I believe, or Shanika Adams, excuse me. Shanika Adams, who was the Eye Candy Girl of the Year. I mean, wow. That was a big thing. They were getting a little touchy-feely in the movie theater. This something, man, every week. I don't know about, sometimes I don't even know what to believe anymore about when it comes to Snoop Dogg drama. So, wow. Like I said, Snoop, it is real, dude. You better be careful because, you know, the camera's watching you 24/7. All right, so we'll go to another great story for today. This is Kelly Rowland. Apparently, shout out to Kelly Rowland. It's not a hot mess on her accord. It's hot mess on the people who was at the show's accord. But, I mean, give me a break, guys. Come on, like, are you that much of a perv? Anyways, she's doing the show. She's doing the recent show. And, of course, she had this dress that was pretty short. It's not that short. It's not that short compared to where her legs are and where her waist level is. It's not as short as it seems when people think, oh, is it short, that short? But anyways, okay, so she was doing the show, and while she was doing the show, she had a bunch of dudes. There's a picture. You can see a bunch of dudes behind her with cameras taking pictures. Left or right, someone probably taking video or whatever. Because the way it worked was the stage was kind of, it was the back part of it, and then there was a front part of it. So a lot of people was in the back part of it, so they could see up her skirt. A lot of them were taking pictures up her skirt. A lot of them were shooting videos, all that stuff with their cell phones. And you see the looks on some of these guys' faces. They're really crunk, like they're like little kids. They're like, oh my god, I see the punani. Like, okay, first of all, grow up. Like, you act like you ain't never seen a girl. Probably audience have it. And it's like you ain't never seen a girl's vajayjay. Now all of a sudden it's a big deal. You gotta get your camera out and start clicking. Let me go ahead and break it down. I'm a type of dude when it comes to me. And my sex life, it is not getting on the video camera or pictures. It just not happening. That's just one realm I try to stay away from. So, you know, everyone has like the sex tape schedules and whatnot. Wow, more power to you, but it just ain't something that's for me personally. But anyways, you know, like a lot of people just be doing that, like. And a lot of people make big deals, but it's not that big of a deal. Take out your camera like you ain't never seen a girl with JJ is ridiculous. So, wow. Wow, guys. All right, we got about 5 minutes left to go to the show. I'm going to go ahead and take the time to share my thoughts on what happened at the Dallas Mavericks Championship Parade in sunny downtown Dallas. And it was hot as heck last Thursday. It was about 100 degrees outside. And I got there, but the parade started at 10:30. I got there Black People time. I actually showed up at 10:30. But I showed up at a good time because I ended up in a good parking garage, a nice ventilated parking garage, and no one was really in that parking garage, so I kind of just got to be more relaxed, and I didn't drive. That's my driving. So it was even crazier because we got there, and we actually got into a real good part of action. We were right by the AAC and got to hang out with 979, The Beach, K104, and Kiss FM, 106.1 Kiss FM. Got to hang out with them, and that was pretty fun. Now, again, being able to just take the views in of the show, of the parade and whatnot, and just the energy you feel in that downtown area was crazy. People were screaming. People were just crying and all that good stuff. Some people were upset because people were being stupid. Like, this one woman, I mean, I don't know how dumb she must think I am, but I'm not that dumb. I'm literally walking, right? And she's like trying to walk. She's like pushing through everybody. Excuse me. We're all literally going to Saint Augustine because we're trying to get to the AAC to watch the big speech they're having over there. And it was pure craziness because woman was like, "I'm trying to." She's like, "Excuse me, I need to get through." you're going the same direction that I'm going. Why the heck do you think I'm going to fall for that stupid crap? And I'm sorry, people. I know it's a parade, and parades usually say bring kids. You know, that's what the underlying thought is. But when you know there's an estimated 250,000 people that's going to be downtown, having your child all around and in a stroller, especially in the stroller, there's no room for all that. It's people everywhere. It's hot as heck outside, all that kind of stuff. There's not no room to be doing the crazy stuff. So shout out to the people who really came out there just acting a goddamn fool. And, I mean, like I said, it was crazy. And if some of y'all saw it on TV, although being there in person was 10 times better and 10 times funnier, because when I heard Dirk pick up that goddamn mic, I was like, Mark Cuban, I'm going to take that mic away from him because I ain't got no time to hear him sing. And he picked up that mic and started singing. We are the champions. I was through. I was really through with him. But shout out to them for winning. I haven't really got a chance to talk about it. You know, talked about it a couple of times throughout the interview show that they did last week. But I really had a chance to do it now, and I'm just very glad. You know, another big moment like this has happened in Dallas, Texas. A lot of people, it really sparked a lot of hope in this town. A lot of people needed it. So I'm just glad that we made another big move like that. Really, the only team left that hasn't, in Dallas Forum ever, that has not got a championship is the Rangers. And, of course, they went to the World Series last year. Me being the Yankees fan, you know I'm going to give the Rangers a hard time. But at the same time, I would like to see this city have another chance, you know, of having something else great and be able to just keep that hope alive. So as we get ready to close the show, remember, check out the Dust Spot at DUSKSPOT.com. Go there and you can sign up with your Twitter, your Facebook, your Google account, your Yahoo account, or you just simply sign up the regular way as well. And of course, you get to be in touch with all the action that's going on in the site. So, with that being said, I am your boy, Teddy J. This is Life at the Dusk Live. And remember, as usual, as always, remember, where there's a J, or where there's a U, through God, there is a way. Y'all tune to the episode of Life at the Dusk Live. It's your boy, Teddy J. See y'all tomorrow. We'll be having my boy, Young KC, on tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, we're going to have my boy Heartless from the Street Villains. And then next week, y'all be ready for a really big show. All I got to say is millions of views on YouTube is who this person is. So I'm going to say definitely go check it out. We'll be. And in the words of Chris Brown, who was in one of our crazy stories the other day, this is...